This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Shah, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu milla as-samawati wa milla al-ardu wa milla ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'da. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure once again to welcome you to another in our series Illuminate Your Life. 101 prophetic traditions, and today I'm going to share with you a very extremely beautiful tradition or statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If only we were to reflect and act upon it, we would save ourselves from a lot of trouble and will be more creative in our life, everyday life, and then we will be able to leave a legacy of compassion and kindness to be cherished by everybody, inshallah. I will read the hadith in Arabic first and then translate and discuss the lesson that we can learn from it. Min husni islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'anih. The reporter is Abu Huraira and the source is Tirmidhi. Abu Huraira narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of excellence of faith for someone is that they leave alone that which does not concern them. In other words, one should be able to mind one's own business. We should not try to involve in matters that doesn't concern him. The narrator is Abu Huraira. We already mentioned something about him briefly before. But to mention the most important thing, that he was one of the most prolific transmitters of traditions. It is said that he narrated more than 5,000 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have exact number. The hadith is recorded by Tirmidhi and others. Some people may question, some scholars have questioned the siha, the authenticity of this tradition. What they mean by that is questioning something about the isnad. But we should be put to rest by the statement of Imam Tirmidhi, who said it is a Hassan tradition, a sound tradition. And the idea itself, nobody can dispute about the soundness, the authenticity of the idea that has been conveyed. Even if you were to question some of the links or isnad of this particular wording. According to Imam Abu Dawood, this hadith covers 1/4 of the entire teachings of Islam. That's a great statement, actually, from a great scholar. There are various verses in the Quran that contain this principle, because we mentioned before that a number of times that, as Imam Shawliullah said, the Prophet, the Sunnah of the Prophet is a tafsir of the Quran. And most of the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you reflect upon them carefully, you will understand, come to the conclusion, it's a tafsir of what has been stated, sometimes explicitly or implicitly, in the Quran. So here are a few verses. Here is a verse in chapter 43, verse 80. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Or do they think that we do not hear their evil thoughts and secret talks? Yes, we do. And our messengers, angels, are in their presence, recording it all. Another in Surah 10, verse 61. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَيْءٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك بمثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين. There is no activity you may be engaged in, O Prophet, or portion of the Quran you may be reciting, nor any deed you all may be doing except that we are witness over you while doing it. Not even an atom's weight is hidden from your Lord on earth or in heaven, nor anything smaller or larger than that, but is written in a perfect record. Again, another verse, لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. There is no good in most of their secret talks except those encouraging charity, kindness or reconciliation between people. And whoever does this seeking Allah's pleasure, we will grant them a great reward. So this hadith, which is an explanation which is distilled from the above verses, as scholars tells us, is prescribed a golden rule of moral training and purification. First of all, it directs us to purge our hearts and character of all moral vices by shunning the frivolous and the harmful. According to Ibn Rajab, it teaches us one of the greatest etiquettes and manners of Islam. And Ibn Abdul Barr said, although a short statement, it is at once profound and comprehensive in meaning and lessons. It means that a sign of excellence of faith is shunning matters that do not concern or benefit us in this world and the next. But steadfast adherence to this rule, this principle would save us from harm, thus guaranteeing our salvation. According to Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, shunning that which does not concern us means shunning all such words, looks, hearing, grasp, touch, walk, thought, as well as all similar outward and inward movements. That is true piety. Let us also cite a few words of the Salafus Salih on the significance of the above rule. Imam Hassan al-Basri said, one of the signs of Allah abandoning someone to his own devices is to make him occupied with that which does not concern them. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu said, whoever considers his words as actions would leave alone that which does not concern him. Luqman the wise al-Hakim was asked, how did you attain such a high spiritual rank? He replied, by adhering to truthfulness and having integrity and honesty and leaving alone that which does not concern me. Another member of the pious elder said, there is no evil for anyone greater than his own ignorance of himself and concerning himself with that which does not concern him. Maruf al-Qarqi said, a person's occupation with that which does not concern him is a sign of Allah abandoning him. Imam Shafi says, there are three things that are bound to enhance the intelligence of a person. Number one, accompanying the scholars, always learning, sitting at the feet of scholars and learning. And number two, keeping the company of the righteous. And number three, refusing to talk matters that does not concern them. Now here, to sum up some of the lessons we can learn from this great tradition, we should leave alone that which does not concern us. By doing so, we save ourselves a lot of time, valuable time, and safeguard our religion. And shunning the frivolous is a sign of sound faith. It directs us to focus on what is creative and beneficial and leave alone the unproductive. Occupying with such matters would only lead to discord and harmony. If we were to occupy with that which does not concern us, it will create discord and disharmony in society, sever the relations, and bring lot conflict. The Hadith gives us a sound method of achieving moral excellence and beautiful behavior. By leading us away from the frivolous, we are directed to turn to the greater works, a legacy to be cherished by all. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.